From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. military says one service member was killed, three wounded in a raid targeting Al-Qaeda in Yemen. The statement from the U.S. Central Command said 14 fighters from the local Al-Qaeda affiliate were killed in the operation. One additional service member was injured when a U.S. aircraft was destroyed following a hard landing. A military operation occurred in Baida province. French leftists went to the polls Sunday in round two of a primary election and chose Benoît Hamon to be the Socialist Party candidate in France's presidential election. Hamon, the 49-year-old former education minister, had close to 60% of the vote in early ballot counting. He easily beat Manuel Valls, a former prime minister. Hamon's level of support is believed to be lagging behind that of his two major opponents, François Fillon and Marine Le Pen. French elections are April 23rd. The White House says President Donald Trump and Saudi King Salman bin Abd al-Aziz al-Saud have agreed to back safe zones in Syria and Yemen. The two spoke by telephone Sunday, reaffirming the long-standing relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. Mr. Trump spent the last 2 days speaking by telephone to a number of world leaders. He talked Sunday with the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates and the acting South Korean president. He spoke Saturday to Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House is affirming President Donald Trump's executive order temporarily limiting U.S. immigration from seven countries despite a U.S. federal court ruling seeking to stop the move. Presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway spoke on Fox News Sunday saying the order does not target Muslims.
And let me make very clear, these seven countries, what about the 46 majority Muslim countries that are not included? Right there, it totally undercuts this nonsense that this is a Muslim ban.
A number of refugees, green card holders, students, and workers have been detained or barred from entry into the United States since the immigration order was issued Friday. The order barred entry for 90 days to people from such trouble spots as Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. The Homeland Security Department says it will comply with the judicial decisions, but stressed that it will continue to enforce all of the president's executive orders. That was the sound of hundreds of demonstrators gathering Sunday near the White House at airports in New York, Washington, and San Francisco, as well as other large cities. Crowds of protesters gathered against the immigration order. U.S. lawmakers from both major parties are speaking out against the restrictions. Democrat Chuck Schumer says he would introduce legislation to overturn the executive orders. Senator Mitch McConnell spoke on ABC's News Sunday.
Well, I think it's a good idea to tighten the vetting process, but I also think it's important to remember that some of our best sources in the war against radical Islamic terrorism are Muslims, both in this country and overseas.
Judges in four U.S. states are trying to block the presidential order from being enforced in their localities. Officials in Myanmar say a legal advisor to the country's ruling National League for Democracy Party has been shot and killed outside Yangon's international airport. Ko Ni, a prominent member of Myanmar's Muslim minority, was gunned down as he was waiting for a taxi outside the airport. He had just returned to Myanmar from an overseas trip. A taxi driver was wounded in the attack. Officials say the gunman has been arrested. A Sudanese court Sunday sentenced Czech missionary Petr Jasek to 24 years in jail on three charges, including spying and inciting hatred. Jasek was arrested in 2015 and held on charges of entering the country illegally from South Sudan. The foreign ministry calls the conviction groundless and says it'll send someone to Sudan to negotiate Jasek's release. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.